is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Police are responding to reports of a shooting at North Park Elementary School in San Bernardino, California. Our affiliate, KABC Television, has confirmed that one student has been shot at this elementary school in San Bernardino, and police are on their way on the possibility of additional victims. ABC News consultant on law enforcement matters is Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI. Steve, you hear San Bernardino and shots fired. That immediately conjures what has happened in the past at that city, but it also has a crime and gang problem as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, everything's on the table as far as what this could be, especially when you're looking at a school. We've seen a number of crimes that have been committed at schools where there's a student on student because there's a problem. We don't know if it could be a terror attack because of what we see in San Bernardino in the past. So right now, everything's on the table as far as what this could be about.
Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant on law enforcement matters, as we continue to follow reports of a shooting at North Park Elementary School in San Bernardino, California. We have learned from our partners at KABC that at least one person has been shot, a student at this elementary school, but we're told that police are preparing for the possibility of additional victims. And ABC's Alex Stone is on his way to the scene in Southern California. Alex, what have you learned?
Aaron, just hanging up with police here. They say they are arriving on scene as we speak. They're trying to figure out what this is. There have been rumors out there of exactly what the situation may have been, if this was an active shooter, if it was a murder-suicide situation. They say they just don't know right now. But they do have, they believe, multiple gunshot victims that they are treating, but they don't know as they arrive right now, Aaron.
ABC's Alex Stone with us from Los Angeles as police in San Bernardino, California, respond to reports of a shooting at an elementary school. We're told that one student has been shot, but there may be as many as four victims, according to a tweet from the police chief in San Bernardino, Jared Bergwan. He says in this tweet that the preliminary information is four victims. The full condition is not known. The suspect is possibly down as well. And our partners at KABC Television, our affiliate in Los Angeles, say that the shooter is now down. But we are awaiting further details about what has happened at this elementary school in San Bernardino, California. We're speaking with ABC's Alex Stone with us from Los Angeles. Of course, Alex, you raced to San Bernardino under much different circumstances, and so the possibility of this shooting certainly raises alarms in San Bernardino. But as we're speaking with our law enforcement consultant, Steve Gomez, Alex, this city has a problem with crime and gangs as well.
Well, it definitely does, and it's something that San Bernardino has been dealing with for some time. Here's what we know right now. We just got an update from police. The school where this happened, North Park Elementary, is on lockdown right now. We're told one shooter down. The threat is contained. Three people injured on campus. Nearby campuses are on lockdown as well. There is a helicopter landing on campus right now to treat victims. One of the injured, we're told, Aaron, is a teacher, as they are now arriving on scene to assess exactly what this is.
ABC's Alex Stone with us from Los Angeles now as we continue to monitor what has happened at an elementary school, North Park Elementary School in San Bernardino, California. ABC News consultant Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, as you heard Alex give the latest information, what are your impressions so far?
Well, when you hear a teacher is down, you've got an elementary school. Usually the first indication is that this is some type of infighting, either amongst students, either amongst parents and the teacher. There's something that's internal with the school, the student, teacher, parent, that occurs. We've seen this, unfortunately, so many times here in the Los Angeles area and around the country, where there's some type of friction and it doesn't get resolved, and it results in somebody coming to the school and starting to shoot people. And that could be what we have here. That's probably my first impression is what we've got.
No indication yet that the FBI is assisting in this investigation. That clearly tells us something off the bat, Steve.
Absolutely. I mean, local law enforcement is responding. It sounds like they've got the situation contained. It sounds like you've got multiple people down, to include potentially the shooter. If it's contained and has been resolved, at least for now, then you go into an investigation to try to figure out what happened. A lot of times these types of cases, if it is one of these internal friction that's occurring amongst families or school officials, there's usually some type of either mental health issue or there's just something personal that the individual who becomes the shooter just isn't able to deal with. And they resort to this, whether it's something that they maybe reported to law enforcement or didn't want to report to law enforcement and wanted to take action in their own hands. Unfortunately, we've seen this many, many times. And you know, you have innocent children that end up getting hurt.
Too often, indeed. ABC's Steve Gomez, our consultant on law enforcement matters, formerly of the FBI. Police in San Bernardino, California, are assessing what has happened at North Park Elementary School. We understand that three people have been injured on campus. One of the injured is said to be a teacher, and according to a tweet from the San Bernardino Police Chief, Jared Bergwan, the shooter is now down. So whatever has happened appears to be contained, but the full scope of what actually happened in San Bernardino is not known. And the word of a mass shooting potentially in San Bernardino, California, after what that city has suffered, is certainly eyebrow raising. As now the police chief in San Bernardino says, four victims preliminarily are being treated. One of them, we understand, is a teacher, and the suspect, the shooter, is possibly down as well. I'm Aaron Katursky. You're listening to live coverage from ABC News. There has been a shooting at an elementary school in San Bernardino, California. The full circumstances of what led up to it are not clear. We know the city does have a crime and gang problem, and it right now appears that a teacher is among those hit. How bad this is, we are not yet clear, but the police chief in San Bernardino has taken to Twitter to just now say that he believes this to be a murder-suicide. It happened in a classroom. Two students have been transported to the hospital. So it is, according to the police chief in San Bernardino, a murder-suicide at North Park Elementary School that happened inside a classroom. Two students have been transported to the hospital now, and so this situation appears to be contained. Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant, your impressions of what Chief Bergwan's telling us now.
Well, murder-suicide, you now, again, it kind of goes back to what I was describing at first, some type of internal struggle, internal friction between either a teacher or a school official or maybe a fellow student and whoever the shooter is. Now, this is an elementary school, so the kids are probably, you know, up to maybe 12 years old, 13 at the most. So if one of these students is the one who's the shooter, that would mean that they were able to get access to a gun or, you know, some type of firearm, presumably from a parent or a friend. There are a laundry list of issues here, just given the fact that it is an elementary school. If it's a parent who is the shooter, now you're talking about maybe a parent had an issue with a teacher and their child and so on. So there's a myriad of issues that are at play here. So the big question is going to be, who was the shooter? Was it a child? Was it an adult? And then, of course, how did they get the gun? But again, it gets back to, this is a school, an elementary school at that matter, that is, you don't expect these types of issues to occur because the children are very young, and you just don't expect that. They wouldn't even have access to a firearm, presumably. But in this case, somebody did have access, and they took action.
Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant, as we continue to follow developments in San Bernardino, California, where the police chief says a murder-suicide in a classroom at North Park Elementary School has occurred. It appears that at least one person then would be dead. The condition of the shooter is not exactly known yet. We are we know two people dead, and whether others have been hit as well, we're still not sure as police continue to assess what has happened at North Park Elementary School and what the police chief in San Bernardino calls a murder-suicide. Suicide that happened in a classroom at North Park Elementary. Steve, the city has a problem with crime and gangs and guns, like many cities in America do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the San Bernardino area, unfortunately, was somewhat of a victim of what occurred after the 80s and 90s in Los Angeles, central Los Angeles, where there was a heavy law enforcement crackdown on all the gangs, and which are all over the city of Los Angeles, and at least in the 80s and 90s when I was a police officer and an FBI agent there. And that crackdown led to a lot of the gang members moving out to the outer suburban areas like San Bernardino. And as a result, the crime and the gang activity followed them. And that's what San Bernardino has been, unfortunately, dealing with over the last decade or two.
We're waiting for more information, but the police chief in San Bernardino, California, says it was a murder-suicide in a classroom at North Park Elementary School that they're responding to now. We've just learned that students at that school are being taken to a nearby high school for safety, but it does not appear that there is any additional threat after the police chief in San Bernardino says it was a murder-suicide that happened in a classroom. We have not been able to see any images as of yet from the scene, but we know that police responded within the last several moments to reports of shots fired at North Park Elementary School in San Bernardino, California. Just the dateline certainly raises alarms and questions. And within the last couple of moments, the police chief, Jared Bergwan, went on Twitter to say that it was a murder-suicide that happened in a classroom and that the students and the rest of the school were being taken to a nearby high school in order to just care for their safety. You're listening to live coverage from ABC News. ABC News consultant Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, as we continue to watch what has happened in San Bernardino, California, you started to outline the possibilities here. But murder-suicide in a classroom just leaves you scratching your head as to how that happens in an elementary school.
Exactly. You don't expect murder-suicide involving a child that's in elementary school that could be no more than 12 or 13 years old. You just don't expect them to be able to get access to a gun. It happens, though. You don't expect them to get to that emotional state where they are willing to commit murder-suicide. We maybe have seen something like that, but that's very rare. What you may be dealing with is either a parent of a student who's got some kind of conflict with either the teacher or maybe there's some kind of bullying that's occurring. There are a myriad of issues that are at play. You could also be looking at the potential that a teacher had some kind of relationship with somebody that's outside of the school and has nothing to do with the school, but then and that person decides to come into the school and harm the teacher for whatever reason in a classroom. I mean, the classroom is basically a very, safe, you know, you presume it's a safe and innocent setting where, you know, the teacher is there and kids are there to learn. You don't expect some type of violent crime to occur. So maybe this has to do with a relationship that the teacher has with somebody on the outside and for whatever reason, and then that person decides to come in there and take action. And again, you know, the innocent victims are all there and they're helpless because, you know, it's an elementary school. You don't expect that.
We're speaking with Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant, as San Bernardino police describe a murder-suicide that has taken place inside the classroom of an elementary school, North Park Elementary School, in the city of San Bernardino. The police chief also indicated that two people were taken to the hospital. We don't know whether those are the two victims. We don't know whether those are two who were wounded in this. So we're still waiting a precise breakdown of exactly what has unfolded in the last several moments here in the late morning hours in California. The murder-suicide, as San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan describes it, happened inside an elementary school, the North Park Elementary School. ABC's Brad Garrett is on the line with us following all of these developments, another one of our consultants on law enforcement matters. Brad, you hear murder-suicide in an elementary school, and it does make you wonder.
Well, it does, Aaron, but it's also, as you well know, fairly predictable for school shooters, no matter what their age might be, that once they get done, they either kill themselves or force the police to kill them. So it sounds like that's another one of these unfortunate endings that we're dealing with.
And the way that police seem to describe it, that there was a murder-suicide in the classroom. It seems at least one teacher is involved, one of the victims here, and the student shooter, if that's in fact what it was, may have shot him or herself. But the notion that the whole school is now being cleared for their safety, police said, I assume you do that out of just an abundance of caution?
Right. Even though you believe that the tactical commander at the scene believes that it's a lone shooter, you just don't know that until you have further information, obviously, about him. But in the interim, you can't wait. So you basically go room to room, clear everybody out, make sure there's no one in closets, weapons hidden. You know, the other issue, obviously, with a number of these school shooters is they take bombs with them. And so you're definitely going to have to look for that. So, yes, you're going to have to clear the school.
Two students have been taken to the hospital after what police described as a murder-suicide inside a classroom at North Park Elementary School in San Bernardino, California. I'm Aaron Katursky, and you're listening to live coverage from ABC News. We're on with Brad Garrett, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant. Brad, just the word shots fired and San Bernardino certainly brings back awful, awful memories.
Well, it certainly does. And, hopefully we not had something today that would have rivaled what happened several months ago. This has the flavor on the surface of sort of what tends to go on in school shootings. They either go after a teacher, a principal, or particular students that they have an issue with. I'm going to guess that, assuming it's still an active student, that there's going to be some precipitating event probably between the student, the shooter, and the teacher that ultimately led to this.
Brad Garrett, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant, as we watch developments in San Bernardino, California. It appears now, according to the school district, that the threat has been neutralized, and it appears that this was a murder-suicide, according to the San Bernardino police chief, who tweeted out moments ago that two students had been taken to the hospital, and that one of the injured, also a teacher. It happened in a classroom a short while ago at North Park Elementary School in San Bernardino, California. The other students at the school have been taken to a nearby high school for safety. The exact developments, what happened, who the students were, what may have led to it, we're not sure. But I want to bring back ABC's Steve Gomez, our consultant and former FBI special agent in charge. Steve, San Bernardino can be a tough city and has a crime and gang problem. And as we wait to hear what may have led to this, it could be any of that. Could be a grudge. I mean, really, we're just left to speculate.
Exactly. I mean, we don't want to jump too soon as to what caused this. Whether it's a student, whether it's an adult affiliated with a school, an adult that had some kind of relationship, whether it's bullying. I mean, there are a number of issues that could trigger this type of crime because of the dynamics, because we've seen a year and a half ago involving the terror attack there. It doesn't look like this has any signs of that type of activity. There's a lot of gang activity, a lot of gang affiliations that occur in the San Bernardino area. We don't know if it could be gang related. Maybe one of the young kids has been bullied. Maybe a teacher is holding a kid, disciplining them for whatever reason. There are so many issues that are at play right now, and that once we determine who the suspect was that committed the shooting, and at least get some sense of their background, then we'll probably see a lot more as to the motive and what are those dynamics that occurred that led to this violent crime.
Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant. We are looking at images from a helicopter hovering over North Park Elementary School in San Bernardino, California. The students have been evacuated to a nearby high school after what police described as a murder-suicide inside a classroom. ABC's Alex Stone is on his way and with us live. Alex.
And Aaron, Aaron, this is reminiscent of a year and a half ago when we were racing out to San Bernardino, a very different scene there with the attack that happened. But once again, San Bernardino dealing with a scene where they have a lot of resources that are flowing in. What we know right now from the chief, Jared Bergwijn, he says that he believes, from what he knows at this point, that this was a murder-suicide on campus. But he has also said that there may be four victims. We've been told that one of the victims may be a teacher involved. So the numbers at this point are very fluid, as they often are at the early hours of something like this, in early moments, as resources get on scene. But it does appear that this is a contained scene right now, as parents are being told to pick up their children at the nearby high school, Cajon High School, as they, understandably so, are looking for answers, and the parents are going to North Park trying to get those answers. So at this point, police telling us they believe it is a contained scene, but they are trying to figure out exactly what did happen inside one of the classrooms at North Park, Aaron.
And Alex, so eerie to see images of children being walked across a blacktop playground. They're walking across what looks like a basketball court, asphalt basketball court surrounded by high fencing. There does not seem to be any panic among those children, but they are being escorted across the asphalt onto a grassy area. Some other students have already been evacuated to a nearby high school, where, as Alex says, they will be picked up, and that's all as a precaution. The local schools are again, as a precaution, on lockdown, or at least keeping students where they can monitor them. But very, very eerie, even as police say this situation appears to be contained, to see these students being escorted across a long asphalt playground on their way to what police would consider to be safer ground. ABC's Alex Stone is on his way to San Bernardino, where, Alex, it was moments ago when the police chief tweeted out that this appears to be a murder-suicide. We also understand that a teacher may be involved here, but no word on motive or who the gunman actually was.
No, at this point, we don't know if the gunman was a child or an adult. We have been told that there is a teacher who is involved, and at the same time, we're being told it's a murder-suicide with possibly four victims that have been involved. So, as we often see, very, very fluid right now, the scene about an hour east of Los Angeles, and we're checking with the FBI right now, checking with other resources to see, okay, how far out is this investigation going to go at this point, Aaron?
ABC's Alex Stone on his way to San Bernardino, California, where police say a murder-suicide in a classroom has taken place within the last half hour or so. Two students have been taken to the hospital. A teacher may also have been injured. The students at the school are being taken to a nearby high school for their own safety and being walked across a parking lot and an asphalt playground. I'm Aaron Katursky. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
ABC News, honored winner for the third straight year with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence in Television and Radio. ABC News, America's number one news choice.